Here's the 30-second lesson on what legends know. Never practice nunchucks in a crowded room. Never eat chole before a road trip. Always take your shirt off before you iron it. Don't take a call near a swimming pool. And don't forget, saving is not investing. Legends don't just save, they invest in mutual funds. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
In Cut the Clutter today, I will talk about Haryana, and not just because it's my native state, but it's also in news. It's in news because of this dramatic change in the chief minister there and also BJP dropping its ally, that is Dushyant Chautala's Jan Nayak Janata Party, JJP. Now, this also marks what I see as a kind of decline, a final decline of the last surviving old dynasty in Haryana. There's one more that is around, I will come to that. But this gives us an opportunity to look at the dynasties of Haryana in detail. Dynasties of Haryana and also the very fascinating politics of Haryana. I know Haryana is not the biggest state in the country. Haryana, Haryanvis may win half the medals of all of India in Olympic sports, or maybe more than half, but they only contribute 10 MPs to national parliament. So it's one of the smaller states. Yet it's next door to Delhi and has the most fascinating politics, which also is a trendsetter for the rest of the country. That's why one of our great contributions to national politics or national political discourse also is the metaphor of Ayaram Gayaram for defectors. I will talk to you about that as well, because that also underlines a dynasty in Haryana. There's also a dynasty to defections in Haryana. Before I go, however, I have a very important and very interesting announcement to make. Off the Cuff, which is our old offering where usually I or one of my colleagues is in conversation with a very important and interesting guest or a bunch of guests, that is now resuming. The on-ground version is resuming. Because of COVID, we had gone online. Now we are coming back on ground, and we are resuming it in Bengaluru with who else but Nikhil Kamath. Now, Nikhil Kamath is well known. He's a co-founder with his brother Nitin Kamath of Zerodha. He's also a serial investor and also is associated with many other companies. True Vegan, Grihas, for example. He's also a bon vivant, talks about many things, is interested in many things. Also hosts a podcast of his own called WT Bleep. I should not even use the last letter in polite conversation, but these are the young, confident new entrepreneurs of India. So he's going to be in my guest in the episode now, with which Off the Cuff resumes in its on-ground avatar. And this will be in Bengaluru. I can't tell you the venue right here. But if you are a paid subscriber, remember, a paid subscriber, and if you are not one, do become one. If you are a paid subscriber of the print anywhere in the country and happen to be in Bengaluru, or if you are a YouTube member, a paid YouTube member, and there is a little twist there, which I will explain to you, then please register to attend. We have limited seats, so maybe the first few on first come, first serve basis, maybe 15, maybe 20. I can't promise how many. Now, we take our hospitality seriously and would normally never fall short of drink and some bit of eat, at least some decent snacks. So please register on time, because there is limited seating. Once again, if you are a website subscriber, a paid The Print subscriber, you would have received an email from us with the link. So please use that link to register. It's first come, first served. There is a limit to how many we can accommodate. If you're not a subscriber to our website, however, but a member on our YouTube channel, then send us your contacts. Send us your email address in the comment section in responses to this video, and we will then reach out to you based on that email. We'll send you a link on that email. Please do that right away. And remember, you don't have to belong to Bangalore to do it. You could belong anywhere. So if you just happen to be in Bengaluru on Friday evening, this is just an invitation to a very interesting and fascinating evening of great spirited conversation and also a little bit of food and drink. If you have any questions about this, particularly if you are a member, please do ask us in responses in the comment section and one of us will get back to you. That said, back to my favorite subject, Haryana, because I need half an excuse to talk about Haryana. And in this case, we have seen Prime Minister Modi perform one of his great, great political moves in Haryana, because just the previous day, while inaugurating one section of the Dwarka Expressway on the outskirts of Delhi in Haryana, he had praised the Chief Minister of Haryana to high heavens. You can see a link to that video on our YouTube page. I will also share it with you with the description of this video. Now, within 24 hours of that high praise, that Chief Minister was gone. He resigned as Chief Minister, subsequently resigned as an MLA also. Looks like he might be contesting Lok Sabha for the party, because Lok Sabha elections are coming up first. Assembly elections are later in the year. His deputy of sorts from the BJP. Now, first of all, his literal deputy in the cabinet, Dushyant Chautala, as you can guess, I'm sure, is a grandson of Om Prakash Chautala, and thereby a great grandson of Chaudhary Devilal. He was deputy chief minister and had a bunch of portfolios. At one point, I think 22 portfolios, because that was the leverage he had to join hands with the BJP. So BJP could get a majority. BJP fell well short of majority in the last election. So BJP won 40 seats. That was 6 short of majority. So he came in, and then some independents had come in, and that's how this government was formed. So he used that leverage to get a lot of portfolios. Now the BJP dumped him and his party completely, in fact, partly broke his party. Some of his MLAs broke away and said they will vote with the BJP. He was gone. BJP's own chief minister was gone. And Nayab Singh Saini, who happened to be the BJP party chief in the state, he was made the chief minister. He was not in the cabinet yet. In the process, many of the existing ministers were dropped, and Anil Vij, who was the most voluble and most vocal minister in the BJP's cabinet, he also walked away in a huff. That said, this also made us focus on a key thing in Haryana, which is the history of dynasties. Now, we know that India had a dynasty much before Haryana was born. Haryana was born in 1966 when I was 9 years old. And India before that already had the Nehru-Gandhi dynasty. So Jawaharlal Nehru had ruled and passed away in 1964. By 1966, Indira Gandhi had become prime minister. In fact, Haryana came into being under her watch. But then Haryana produced so many fascinating dynasties. The interesting thing now is that with the sidelining of JJP and Dushyant Chautala, and with whatever has happened to the other dynasties, the legacies of other dynasties, it looks like the era of those dynasties in Haryana is over. Probably in Haryana, the entire epoch of dynastic rule is now over. And there, many of the dynasties have themselves contributed to it. But now the rise of the BJP has become a very important factor. Haryana, in fact, is also very interesting for many other reasons. You could normally ask me, why should we bother about Haryana just because it happens to be your native state? What is Haryana? It's a tiny state. It's less than 2% of India. It contributes only 10 MPs, as I mentioned earlier, out of 543. So it's really a tiny state. Why should anybody bother about Haryana? How does it matter in national politics? Now, I'll tell you a couple of things. One, we Haryanvis are very innovative. So we brought innovations to Indian politics that other states are now following. So Karnataka may be India's most high-tech state, but they learned the art of Ayaram, Gayaram much later from Haryana. I would say almost 50 years after Haryana. Whereas the Haryanvis invented this in the late 60s. Second, Haryana in many ways is the founder of dynasty politics in India. And that is the burden of this episode of Cut the Clutter. I gave you the example of Nehru and Indira, who preceded the formation of Haryana, but no other state in India has built as many dynasties or founded as many dynasties that ruled the state for that long. So just to give you an example, Haryana was formed in 1966. The first chief minister of Haryana took over in 1967 for just over a year. Bhagwat Dayal Sharma, he didn't form a real dynasty, although his son Rajesh Sharma did become sports minister subsequently in a cabinet and also was deputy chairman of the state planning board, which gave him cabinet status. He died, unfortunately, in a road accident, I think, in 2005. Beyond that, Bhagwat Dayal Sharma did not really form a dynasty. Between then and now, however, between 1968 and 2024, for 46 years, for 46 years counting until 2014, after 2014 things changed because BJP came to power. For 46 years until 2014, that is 46 out of 56 years between 1968 and 2014, four different dynasties ruled Haryana. Now, there might have been a little break here and there because 10 years were ruled by others. There was some president's rule and non-dynasts came in, but they were placeholders, incidental and placeholders. For example, Hukum Singh coming in for just over half a year. So once again, between 1968 and 2014, Haryana was ruled by four dynasties. There are three of these that we are more familiar with. Those are the ones that Arun Shori immortalized in a front page article in the Indian Express when he used to be editor. He used to write these front page bottom spread articles, long articles. This article was headlined Bilal, Dilal, Bilal. That was his comment on how complicated and how messy and how immoral Haryana politics was. So Bilal for Bansilal, Dilal for Devilal, Bilal again for Bhajanlal. If you so prefer, you can switch one with the other, one Bilal with the other Bilal. You can choose your order, but Bilal, Dilal, Bilal, Bansilal, Devilal, Bhajanlal. Each one of these founded a dynasty which has now carried on and is into its third generation. In fact, even in the fourth generation. And then there were two other dynasties. There was Rao Birinder Singh, who became the chief minister after Bhagwat Dayal Sharma, although for a short while. But his children have continued to be in power. In fact, Rao Inderjit Singh, his son, was in the Congress party for a long time. He's now in the BJP, MP from Gurgaon. So there are the various dynasties. And then in 2005, when these dynasties went into a shade, the Congress party produced a new dynasty of its own. That was the Hooda dynasty. Bhupinder Singh Hooda took over as chief minister. He lasted for 2 terms, 10 years. Very good by way of how stable or unstable governments are in Haryana. 2 terms, 2 consecutive terms is very good, just as it is for the BJP. But his father, Chaudhry Ranbir Singh, had also been a very towering senior Congress leader in the 50s. And then his son, that is Bhupinder Singh Hooda's son, became an MP, Dipinder Hooda. And he is obviously the successor. He lost elections subsequently, but he is obviously the successor to the Hooda dynasty. So there is one more dynasty which has lost power 10 years back, but we can't say that dynasty is over right now. It is the older dynasties which have finished. This dynasty's future at this point of time depends on the Congress party's fate in the state. What is the news right now? The news is that elections are coming up in Haryana. First, parliament elections, then state elections. But in these elections, I will say with an even greater sense of finality that Haryana faces the prospect of the dynasty politics being finished. Its dynasty politics being ended for now and buried. Now we know that in politics, nothing is finished forever. Everything can come back. But the last 10 years, Haryana has been led by a non-dynast. Last 5 years, by the way, as I told you earlier, one dynast sort of got in sideways and got himself a key appointment, but he's also been thrown out now. Chances are that whatever happens in the next election also, a new dynasty will not come up. And if the Congress wins, then one of the continuing dynasties, not an old dynasty, but a more recent dynasty, that is the Hooda dynasty, will likely take over. But the original dynasties, the Bilal, Dilal, Bilal group, would have gone into a shade. In fact, those three dynasties have almost a zero chance of coming to power now, irrespective of the fact that at this point, at least 8 grandchildren of these former dynasties are generally in the political fray. There are also a bunch of children and also a bunch of children-in-law. So just for your general knowledge and to tell you how strong dynasty politics in Haryana is and the reason we are talking about it and also the significance of the change that is coming, I will tell you about Chaudhry Devilal, the founder of the first big dynasty. He ruled Haryana for several terms, but almost never for a full term. These were years of great instability in Haryana. Devilal, by the way, Devilal's full name was Devi Dayal Sehag. He was born in Rajasthan, Then he learned his wrestling in Badal village in Punjab. And that's how the Devilal family, Chaudhala family and Badal family have had very old connections. Then he became a politician in what used to be Haryana. He headed the Congress party in the 1950s. Devilal had four sons, Jagdish, Pratap, Ranjit and Om Prakash. Om Prakash as in Chaudhala. Chaudhala is their village, native village. That's, so some of them carry that second name, some of them don't. Now, Jagdish died early. Pratap died subsequently. Ranjit is around. So he's an independent MLA. Neither from JJP nor from INLD. It is just that Devilal would say, Hamare aadmi, hamare bacche charo taraf phele hue hain. So he's there. So he's the one member of Devilal clan who's still around, but really, this is a very pale shadow of their dynasty. Of the other two brothers who passed away, Jagdish's son, Aditya Devilal, he contested elections and lost. He's now been made chairman of the marketing board, which has some status, I'm sure, some lal batti and some car. And similarly, Pratap's daughter-in-law, Sunaina, she heads the women's wing in INLD, such as the INLD. So you can see that into the third and the fourth generation, these dynasties keep trying, but fading. Then his son Om Prakash Chaudhala, who fairly recently got out of jail after serving a 9.5-year sentence, 6 months ahead of his 10-year sentence in a corruption case in a recruitment scam. He also got away. At one point, he became, at the point that he was released, he was the oldest prisoner in Tihar jail at the age of 87. One of his sons, Ajay Chaudhala, was also serving a jail sentence in a corruption case. He's also now out. It is just that when they were in jail, his other son, Abhay Chaudhala, took over his party. Abhay Chaudhala was not in jail. He took advantage of that situation and he took over the family party, Indian National Lok Dal, INLD. That's when his son, who was in jail with him, Ajay, and his son, the grandson, Dushyant Chaudhala, they formed a party of their own, and that party actually saw the INLD vote shift to it. I will give you some data as we go along to see how important that shift has been. In fact, it had looked like at one point when the father and the son were still in jail that their party had become very strong in Haryana again. When the big Jat agitation took place and the state government was looking shaky and in deep trouble. So it did seem that INLD, which is the party of Devilal's children and grandchildren, was now rising. And in spite of the fact that Chaudhala and the favorite son were in jail, it led to a clash between his sons. And that's how the new party came into being. That is the party that's now been sidelined by the BJP. In the middle of all of this, there's been another Congress dynasty that's been floating, although it's not doing so well. And that is the dynasty, two-generation dynasty of Shamsher Singh Surjewala, who was also a very tall Jat leader. At one point, he was a claimant for chief ministership, got key positions in the Congress cabinet, but ultimately was not able to get the top job. His son Randeep Surjewala is very close to Rahul Gandhi, is also watching and is also in charge of the state in Karnataka, which is a very vital state for the Congress party. But really, in terms of clout in local politics or weight in local politics in Haryana, doesn't count for that much. That is the reason we are not going too much into that dynasty. Because it's there, I thought I will also mention this to you. 2019 parliament election, in fact, BJP swept that election. BJP got 58.21% of the vote. Nobody can come anywhere near that. 58.21%, Congress got 28.51%. JJP, Dushyant Chaudhala's party, was the third with 4.9%, let's say 5% of the vote. But the important thing is that his grandfather's, great-grandfather's party, INLD, Indian National Lok Dal, which now his uncle was running, that got only 1.9% of the vote. So that saw much of that dynastic power get wiped out. It's only in the subsequent state elections. So BJP won 40 seats. That was 6 short of majority. Congress party got 28% of the vote and 31 seats. It was very close, but because BJP was short, JJP now got 14.8% of the vote share. That is how made JJP such an important party and caused a flicker of revival of the Chaudhala dynasty. With those 10 seats, it's using the leverage of those 10 seats that Dushyant Chaudhala now joined the BJP cabinet. INLD, on the other hand, the great grandfather's party, got only 2.4% of the vote and won one seat. So that was the end of that dynasty. The next big dynasty, obviously, is Bansilal's. All of us know about Bansilal's dynasty. Bansilal's successor was Surinder Singh, who joined an alliance with the BJP. In fact, Bansilal joined an alliance with the BJP with his regional party, Haryana Vikas Party, because he had left the Congress, he had got estranged. He launched his own party, became an ally with the BJP, also became chief minister of Haryana on his own power, at least for one term. And that's when he brought in total prohibition in Haryana. His son was aligned with him. His younger son was aligned with him. But Bansilal's son, Surinder Singh, died in a helicopter crash. And his wife, Kiran Chaudhary, who also happens to be my college classmate, became the successor of the dynasty. And then her daughter, Shruti Chaudhary, also became an MP from the Congress party. They stay with the Congress party. They're still with the Congress party. So that dynasty continues, but much weakened than before. Much, much weakened than before. Although Kiran Chaudhary won her assembly election, but the Congress party is out of power. But the family's influence is limited to a very small geography or a very small pocket borough. In the family itself, there are differences because Bansilal's other son, Ranbir Singh, is also in the Congress party and is seen to be also close to Bhupinder Singh Hooda, who's the preeminent leader of the party in the state. That is why I say that once again, this dynasty also is nearly over, because within the Congress party also, the dynasty does not have such a big clout now. Then comes the third dynasty. That is the Bhajanlal dynasty. We told you, Bilal. So let's say this is the second Bilal, because we are going chronologically. Bhajanlal was the only non-Jat among these dynasts. He was a Bishnoi. He set up his dynasty. He had his sons also blooded in politics. And I will tell you one more very common and very important, strangely common thing about all these dynasties. The second generation in each dynasty had a fight, a tussle amongst themselves, among siblings. The siblings fought and one sibling emerged the winner. And somewhat surprisingly, the younger sibling usually did better. So in Bansilal's case, Surinder Singh did better than Ranbir Singh. Again, in Bhajanlal's case, Kuldeep Bishnoi did better than, remember a character called Chandramohan? He also briefly became Deputy Chief Minister of Haryana under Bhupinder Singh Hooda. He is a very colorful character who kept hitting the headlines for all the wrong reasons, wrong and nutty reasons. You remember somebody called Fiza, for example, his liaison with a woman called Fiza. I am not going into that story. You will see the picture on your screens. So Bhajanlal's dynasty is also now in deep decline. His son Kuldeep Bishnoi, who was his successor, he joined the Congress party. He first launched his own party, Haryana Janhit Party. Did not go very far with it. Then joined the Congress party, merged with the Congress party. He had been contesting elections. Then his son Bhavya Bishnoi also contested in Hisar and lost for the Congress party. Now Kuldeep Bishnoi has joined the BJP. Kuldeep Bishnoi, his son, they've joined the BJP. Chances are one of them will contest in parliament, and let's see what happens. So even if they win, something of the dynasty will remain, but the basic power, the fundamental power of the dynasty is completely gone. It has faded. And meanwhile, Devilal's great-grandchildren also lost. Two of them contested in the parliament election in 2019. That is Dushyant and Digvijay. Both brothers contested. Two of them contested from JJP, and a third member of the same generation, third offspring of the same generation, who contested in 2019 parliament election was Arjun Chautala, he's one of the two sons of Abhay Chautala. Now I will tell you a side story. The name of the other son is Karan. So I'm trying to figure out how old they are. So as to figure out whether they were born before the movie Karan Arjun or after the movie Karan Arjun. So maybe got named after that. When I find out, I'll let you know. All three of these brothers, however, lost. So that was one more dynasty in decline until, as I mentioned to you, Dushyant Chautala, with the leverage of just 10 seats, revived it into a flicker at least for some time and enjoyed some power for 4.5 years. Now, what does that leave us with? What does this entire big story leave us with? That leaves us with the Hoodas. The Hoodas right now, as you know, there is a fight going on in Haryana for the Congress party's top position. Rahul Gandhi or the Gandhi family is not quite keen to hand over the party back to the Hoodas. They've always been hesitant. In fact, they've always been suspicious of entrenched local political leaders, which is also the undoing of the Congress party in most places. But at the same time, they can't ignore the Hoodas, because at one point it seemed that Hoodas had come to the verge of splitting the party and setting out on their own. So senior Hooda was appointed leader of the opposition in the state assembly, and his son Dipinder was given a seat to Rajya Sabha. He will also have a lot of power in deciding who are the candidates, etc. for the Congress in Lok Sabha now, and subsequently later in the year in assembly election as well. At the same time, he's not quite the boss of the party in the state, Congress party, as he used to be, because the Gandhi family does not want the Hooda dynasty to have the old preeminence back in Haryana. Their favorite, in fact, was a man called Ashok Tanwar, who Rahul Gandhi handpicked. He was a Dalit leader, but it did not work out. He proved to be a complete failure, kept on losing. And you know what? Where is he now? He's now joined the BJP lately. How did the Congress party then try to balance Dipinder Singh Hooda? That takes us to one more dynasty in Haryana. They appointed as head of the party a leader called Kumari Shailja. Kumari Shailja, who is she? When I was 10 years old in class 6 in a tiny place called Sirsa in 1966-67, we used to run away from school, because what was school? There were no walls, there were no classroom. School was held under trees, and you carried your own gunny sack, your own tart, as we used to call it, your own gunny bag to sit on. So you could escape from school anytime. Teachers hardly showed up. So we used to run away from school to join sundry election campaigns and shout slogans, mainly for the freebies of badges and flags. And whose campaign would we join the most often? Obviously the campaign of the richest campaigner, because he had the most badges and the most flags to give out. Plastic badges used to be a big collector item those days. This was a gentleman called Chaudhary Dalbir Singh, who was the candidate for Congress party in 1967 general elections from Sirsa constituency, which was then a reserved constituency. He happened to be the father of Kumari Shailja. So that is yet another dynasty in Haryana. And once again, you can see that Kumari Shailja today, she is visible, but she's not a dominant leader in Haryana. Now, in these decades, many other dynasties have come up in Haryana. For example, in Mewat, there are the two dynasties of, for example, in the Muslim majority Mewat area, there are the two mini dynasties of Tayyab Hussain and Khurshid Ahmad. While this has been going on, many other mini dynasties have come up. The reason I'm not listing all of these is because there has to be some limitation to time. A state of 10 MPs can't take so much time, right? But one I must mention to you, that is the dynasty of Birinder Singh. Now, Birinder Singh was a senior figure in the Congress party. He had been an MP, then he joined the BJP, also became a minister in the first Modi Council of Ministers. He has now left the party. Then his son, by 2019, his son Brijinder Singh left the IAS and joined the BJP, contested from Hisar and became an MP. He has now quit the BJP and joined the Congress party. Now, a little backstory to that, because for everything there's a backstory. Birinder Singh is a maternal grandson of Sir Chotu Ram. Sir Chotu Ram is one of the tallest figures in modern Jat politics. In the 1930s, the story goes, if you read the history of Jat politics, he was one of the founders of Jat, preeminent Jat party, the Unionist party. He tried very hard to get Devilal, who was then a young rising star in Jat politics for Congress party, in fact went to jail during the Quit India movement. He tried very hard to get Devilal to switch to Unionist party, did not happen. So once again, this is Haryana. Everything in politics runs in the family. And that's why when family politics seems so much in decline, I would say mostly because of the rise of the BJP, this is a good time to look at it in some detail. Which brings to the dynasty with which we should have started. We could have started this episode, but we were deliberately holding back to the end. That is the dynasty that gave us the name Ayaram Gayaram. That was an MLA called Gayalal. The metaphor Ayaram Gayaram, that came from an MLA called Gayalal. That's when Bhagwat Dayal Sharma was chief minister. He changed his party twice in the same day and thrice in 15 days. That is when late YB Chavan, who was a Congress stalwart, later fell out with the party, with Mrs. Indira Gandhi. He had described this as the politics of Ayaram Gayaram. Now, what happened to him subsequently and what happened to his dynasty? His son Uday Bhan now, please underline that. His son Uday Bhan now is the president of the Congress party in Haryana. He is the Haryana Pradesh Congress committee chief. Uday Bhan, he is the son of Mr. Gayalal, who gave us the metaphor of Ayaram Gayaram. Uday Bhan himself has had a colorful life. So he's been there, done that. Ghat ghat ka pani piya hai. 1987, he contested in assembly on the ticket of Lok Dal, Himbati Nandan Bahuguna faction, and won his election in 1987. 91 election, he contested on Janata Party ticket, changed parties and lost. 1996, contested as independent and lost. 2000, contested as independent, but then promised support or committed support to Indian National Lok Dal, but then withdrew support from there and shifted his support to the Congress party in 2004. And that attracted charges under anti-defection law on him. So very fitting for the son of Vardhi, for the Vardhi son of Mr. Gayalal. He, however, has an argument. He says that my father is unnecessarily targeted because he changed party only a couple of times. But look at some of the others. And the example he uses for us is Hiranand Arya. He says Hiranand Arya was a legislator from Loharu several times and he changed 7 parties in one day. So why are you using this Ayaram Gayaram and giving my father and my family and my dynasty a bad name? So that said, I know that we Haryanvis have a sense of humor as well. So you can choose to laugh, you can choose to smile or smirk, or you can look the other way. I thought at the same time, this was as good as any for me to hold forth on the politics of probably the most fascinating state, most fascinating young state in India.